Looks like we're live, guys. Welcome to one and all, everybody around the country and around the world. We're going to get started here in just a couple of minutes. We are broadcasting from both our Facebook/Dan Stratton page as well as our Core Health Products page tonight. I finally get to do one of these broadcasts from home. As all of you know, the last 3 weeks or so, I've been on the road, and so this is the first time in about a month that I've been able to do this broadcast from right here at home, and it's darn sure nice to be able to be at home and to do it here, right here at the home office in Arizona. So, you'll all bear with me for just 1 second. We want to make sure that all of our systems are functioning and that we are live as we are supposed to be. So, give me just 1 second here.
Looking like this.
If you can all hear me out there, okay, I feel like we've already got 11, 13 viewers that's growing, so throw a comment on there if you would like so that we know we're broadcasting from both of them. Again, our Chad Stratton Live page as well as our Core Health Products Facebook page. So throw a comment up there if you get a chance, and we'll go from there. Our topic tonight, as you are able to see, is, looks like we got interrupted here for a second. We're still going on there. Be patient with us here, guys. We're trying to make sure we are live. We are good. Okay. Our IT guy, which just pains me to say, he's smarter than I am, especially because he is my brother. But anyway, okay, does look like we're live here. Just what we want it to be. Look at the comments, try and find all the people that are coming in here. Lloyd Bodo, welcome. I see that you've left a comment on here. Appreciate you saying we're coming across loud and clear there. All right, guys. Well, the reason I keep looking over here is I have on my computer so I can see all of you guys that are logging in. It looks like we lost a lot of the viewers for some reason. I'm only showing two live viewers right now. What are you showing there? 17. Okay. Well, at any rate, maybe I don't, maybe I'm not seeing exactly what I'm supposed to be seeing. Nothing's ever easy, as you all know. Hey, viewers. Now I'm getting it. There we go. Danny Averill, welcome to the call. Sherry Stradling, welcome to our broadcast tonight. Sherry's one of my favorite people in the whole wide world. We've got Lloyd Bodo, loud and clear saying. So, guys, thank you for joining us tonight. I'm really excited about the night. We're wrapping up our month of inflammation. And as I've expressed all month long, inflammation is a silent killer. And the more and more we dig into it and look and study and look at the research, we're seeing that almost every disease has a driving factor that is, in fact, inflammation. So this month, we've really focused on it. I've spent more time this last 30, 45 days studying and looking at inflammation and how it is a factor. It's a common thread through almost every single disease that we're seeing in America. So tonight, we're going to wrap it up. We're going to talk about some of the things that we talked about, do a little review. But then I'm going to give the 5 tips, the most important things that you can do to really combat that inflammation, that silent killer. So before we get too deep, let me say I want to say, thank you, Chestnut. Welcome. Barry Rusty, welcome to the webinar tonight. I know you guys always support us, and we appreciate that. For those of you that don't know, because I know we are live and we're being seen in countries all around the world, we've had people email us and instant messages from India, from China, from Japan, from Malaysia, from all over the country, Canada, Mexico. My name is Shan Stratton. I am the owner of Core Health Products. Core Health Products is an enzyme-based nutrition alkaline company right here in Arizona, and our mission is to enhance and enrich the quality of life for millions of people around the world by providing the products and the information and the education that's needed for people to be able to improve their quality of life. And that's our goal, and that's something that I'm so honored to be able to be part of and share at least the information that we have and that has been beneficial to our customers, our clients, our professional athletes. I've been blessed to work with athletes all across the country and around the world. Just 2 days ago, I was flown out to California to meet with the representatives of the Chinese basketball team. It's just like the NBA here in America, here in the U.S., but it's the Chinese organization. I'm going to be doing a lot of work with the Chinese and their basketball association, as well as some of their other organizations. I'll be going to China. But been very blessed. Yeah, I've been very fortunate. So I'm honored that you would take time, that you would be with us here tonight. That is something that I take very seriously, and I am glad that we have a lot of people on here. So let's get to the information. That's the important part for tonight. When I'm talking about inflammation, guys, let's talk about, let me shut the sound off over here. Let's talk about inflammation being the smoke and not the fire. Okay, remember the analogy? Many of you seen the last two broadcasts, we talked about smoke or inflammation or the disease being the smoke. And inflammation is in fact part of the smoke. But the fire, the real fire, is a spark that almost always starts in the gut. Gut health almost always dictates there is a spark to inflammation, which ultimately end up being a disease. And we are so fixated on addressing the disease with a drug or a protocol that we forget to look at the underlying cause. Where did that spark start? Okay, you know, whenever there's an arson in a house or there's a forest fire, experts are able to go back and find right where that spark started, in what room and what caused it. We got to do the same thing with what our body gives us, our health. Where does that spark start? And almost always it starts in the gut. The gut has a brain of its own. In fact, they're starting to say, guys, that the gut's brain is possibly more important than the brain we think with. Because that vagus nerve that connects the brain and the gut, it wasn't very long ago that they found that of the millions and millions of nerves that go up and down and connect that brain and the gut, 90% of those nerves are one-way streets. And it's not from brain to gut. It's from gut to brain. 90% of them. So we know that our body is dictated by much of what the brain tells it to do, but the brain functions around what the gut tells it to do. That's where the spark is. Let me read some of these diseases, and you look at the common thread. If you find it yourself, I don't need to tell you. When we look at something like our autoimmune diseases, okay, let's just take allergies. Immune-mediated inflammation. Alzheimer's disease. Chronic inflammation of the brain cells. Anemia. Inflammation and increased production of cytokines, which I'll explain in a minute. Ankylosis spondylitis, inflammation of the joints. Arthritis, the common arthritis, guys, joint and cartilage inflammation. Celiac disease is inflammation that damages the intestinal lining. Crohn's disease, inflammation that damages the intestinal lining. Leaky gut syndrome, inflammation that damages the intestinal lining. Fibromyalgia, inflamed connective tissue, inflammation. Kidney failure. Guys, I could go on and on and on. This list goes on and on, and almost every single disease has a common thread. You just heard me say it. Inflammation. So we can't just address the disease. And have you ever sat and thought, okay, is there any correlation between the common allergies and kidney failure or anemia and MS, multiple sclerosis? Is there any common denominator between, say, celiac disease and pancreatitis? Okay, you would say no. What's the correlation between allergies and MS? Inflammation. Inflammation that is starts the fire by an inflammatory reaction in the gut. So guys, the answer is we have to look at and address the gut. Welcome to the call or webinar on Edit Proof That. You always supporting this. Larry Schneider. Love Larry. You're a great man. You're always supporting us. You're always striving. You're doing great things. I saw you just got some awards. Congratulations on that as well. Regina, welcome here. Guys, we want to make these calls fun. And I love that we have friends that are supporting us and doing all of these things for us. Hey, we got a visitor. Run over real quick. I know you're heading out, but say hi to everybody.
Hey, guys.
Here's our miracle boy, little Riker buddy. Today's his last day of school, so he's all excited and probably so excited he's got inflammation going on down there somewhere. But we're going to address it, aren't we?
Yes.
By enzymes?
Enzymes.
And what?
A lot of water.
A lot of water. What kind of water?
Canyon water.
Canyon water. Got the answer. Well, tell them all hi and bye. I'll let you run.
Hey, guys. See ya.
See ya. That was good. I'm glad you ran down here real quick. Yeah, that was a treat for me. So, Paul Nelson said to tell you hi, Riker. Larry Schneider, Rockstar, he said hi, Riker. Eric saying hi, Riker. So, get on out of here. I got work to do. Later.
Yeah.
Okay. So, guys, I hope you don't mind me. Can we get interrupted again? Okay, looks like we're back on, but, man, I hope nobody minds us, doing that. This is a family business. There's nobody more important to me. As much as I love all of you, there's nobody more important to me than my son and my wife and my other son and my daughter and brothers and sisters. So, it is a family business, but as we get back to it, guys, inflammation is killing us in so many ways. It's causing issue after issue after issue. Now, I want to hit this real quickly because I want to get to the five tips, and that's the important part for today, are the tips of how do we really combat it? What's the exact protocol to combat that spark in the gut? Because they almost always, we're seeing more and more research. In fact, let me show you another one right here. There was a study that was just conducted on GERD disease. GERD disease, a study was conducted at UT Southwestern's VA hospital. Researchers are showing right now that GERD disease is not being caused by the acid being backed up through the system. Instead, this is their words, not mine, it's a dramatic increase of inflammation in the gut, which increases the production of those cytokines that reduce the production of things like the dopamine and the norepinephrine and the serotonin. Remember we talked about the anxiety and depression and how we're now seeing that gut inflammation increases the risk of depression by 11 times. Not 11%, 11 times increases the risk of depression when we have those types of dramatic issues going on within the gut. So
So Zerd's disease, based on that study right there, is now being an inflammatory. Now, I will tell you, from my perspective, I still believe, though, that it is being triggered by acid. It is triggered by acid because acid has to be produced when we're not digesting our food. Most people look at the end result. Guys, I want to backdoor through this, okay? End result is often the disease. Whatever the disease is, whether it be an autoimmune disease like MS or, doesn't matter, lupus, diabetes, osteoarthritis, that is the disease. Now, inflammation triggers that disease, okay? So we're one step backwards. Inflammation and oxidative stress. Okay, oxidative stress and inflammation. They feed each other. But what causes the oxidative stress and the inflammation? Looks like we paused for a minute. Well, I don't know why we keep losing service. Okay, looks like we're back. Oxidative stress and inflammation feed each other, and they are that common thread in the disease. So we've gone back one step, but guys, we have to go back another. Okay? We don't want to look at the disease. We can't just look at inflammation and oxidative stress. We have to say what is causing it. Where is that spark that's creating that little flame to start that fire to give off smoke like inflammation, like oxidative stress, like MS, like all these other diseases, and that spark of fire starts in the gut. We have to address the gut health. I cannot be emphatic enough. As I have studied more, I put in more time on a plane this last month and studied almost every breaking minute that I had on inflammation. And guys, I will tell you, there is a protocol that I will share with you that will address inflammation. I'm not saying fix it. It will give you the best chance to reduce those inflammatory responses which cause many of these issues that we're seeing. So having said that, let me get right to what that protocol is. Let me get back here for a minute, see who all we got on here. Sean, welcome. Kim, Sylvia, welcome. Lisa Moore, gosh, we got so many people coming on, guys, and I'm honored. We got 31 live viewers and all kinds of messages left on here. Still have John Stevens, welcome. Larry Snyder, and all of you guys. Man, I'm honored that you're here. So, let's talk about protocol for a minute. I hope that I've emphasized enough the last few days, or I'm sorry, the last few webinars, broadcasts, that you all know, without a question, without a doubt, inflammation is a killer. It reduces the production of norepinephrine. It reduces the production of those feel-good hormones and those feel-good neurotransmitters like the serotonin and so on. Inflammation feeds into the disease. How do we address the inflammation? We have to address the gut. Guys, we have to address the gut. There's no other way around it. So here are the five tips to reducing inflammatory responses. First and foremost, we've got to get that gut healthy. We have to do it, guys. It's not an option. We are killing our gut with cooked and processed foods, with carbonated drinks, with drugs, with steroids, with pesticides and chemicals, electromagnetic fields, dairy products, pasteurization, all of this crap that's going on. Excuse me for getting so emphatic about it, but we're seeing so much junk. It's no surprise if, in fact, our gut dictates our health. We don't take much consideration. We just don't, guys. We have to be honest about it. Our gut might be the most important, most vital organ within the body, as equally important as our heart, as our liver, as our kidneys, as our brain. We have to get that gut healthy. The health of the gut is determined by the presence of probiotics And daily ingestion of digestive enzymes, whether it comes from raw food or whether it comes from supplemental form. Enzymes and probiotics, digestive health, has to be taken every day. It's not an option. Now, I've often had a hard time. I told my staff, I don't want to come across as a salesman. They continue to tell me, people come to these broadcasts because they want to know what to do. You don't want me to just give you the information according to them. You want a protocol. So I said, okay, here's what I'm going to do. If you were my brother, and my brother, who I have respect for, he runs our entire IT and all of our graphics and all of our web and all of that stuff. He's sitting right behind the camera over here. Great, great individual. He's helped me in so many different ways. But I said, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sit in front of the camera, and I'm going to say, if you were my brother, here's what I would be telling you to do, and I have told my brother. You will be taking digestive health with every single meal that is cooked or processed. It's not an option. And then at least twice a year, you're going to go through a flora blitz. And that means blitz the flora, the probiotics in the digestive health. We're going to do that by doing 3 capsules 4 times a day for 4 full bottles. That's about 1 month. In 1 month, at least twice a year, you're going to just flush and fill that gut, that GI tract from here all the way through the colon with rich probiotics. Guys, there are only 14 stabilized strains of probiotics in the world, and they're all. All 14 of them are in the digestive health. First, address the gut health. That's the first tip. Now, there are other things you can do, of course. Eating cultured foods, eating fermented foods, eating things like kimchi and different things like that, pickles, all kinds of stuff like that. You can look online and find all kinds of those types of foods as well, okay? Number two, you have to reduce the sugar. We have to. Sugar feeds bad bacteria. Bad bacteria kills probiotics. That goes to studies that I read, American Journal of Health. It was published in the American Journal of Health. And in that study, it showed that sugar and sugar substitutes cause an almost instantaneous, dramatic increase in white blood cell production, which sparks an immune reaction. We see study after study that has shown sugar causes cytokine production, and cytokines are inflammatory, and it feeds the bad bacteria that kill our gut. Number one, feed the gut. Number two, stop feeding the bad stuff in the gut, which are primarily from the sugars. Reduce those sugars, guys. Reduce it. Number three, hydrate with alkaline water. You all know that I'm a huge advocate of Kangen water. Kangen water is a brand name from a company called Enagic. They're a Japanese-based company. And they provide a technology, a medical device that hooks right up at your faucet and ionizes, alkalizes your water. Now, why is it so important to get an alkalizing water, and why does that help the gut? Because all inflammation is acidic. I'm going to repeat that. All inflammation is acidic. So guys, every single day, every day, Kangen water, mine's sitting right here, 1 ounce per pound of body weight. Every day. My brother's sitting right back behind here. He knows. I tell him, 1 ounce per pound of body weight of Kangen water, electrically reduced, antioxidant rich, alkalizing water. The more we alkalize, the less inflammation we have. And much of that over-acidity is in the gut. Probiotics are very pH-specific. So when we cause acid to increase, probiotics reduce. Reduction of probiotics, increased cytokine, increased inflammation, reduction of so many things like brain health and other health. Pounded water every day. That's number 3. 1 ounce per pound of body weight. Number 4. Green leafy vegetables. Green leafy vegetables. They're one of the most anti-inflammatory groups of foods that there are. Spinach and kale, the broccoli, all of these types of things. Sea kelp, seaweed, dandelion leaf. Those green leafy vegetables and green vegetables that are alkaline beans, many of you may say, man, I can't get enough vegetables in. I can't eat 4 or 5 salads a day. We've made it easy for you. Again, if you're my brother, or you're my sister, or you're my brother, or my mom, or my dad, my wife, my kids, I'm telling you, digestive health every day is not an option. It's as important as anything else you do. Reduce your sugar, increase your alkalizing water, and your greens every day. One teaspoon is going to give you more vitamin than an A than 12 broccoli spears. More vitamin C than 20 cherries. More vitamin K. Vitamin K is vital for probiotic proliferation, gut health. Every doctor will tell you vitamin K is vital for that healthy gut. More vitamin K than 24 strawberries. More calcium than 5 full bananas. More iron than 15 Brussels sprouts. I go on and on and on, guys. Greens. Alkalizing green leafy vegetables rich in B vitamins consumed every day. Anti-inflammatory. That's your protocol. You've got to get your greens in, whether it be in powder form for MindCore Greens, or whether you say, I'm going to get it in my salads and my different things like that. Doesn't matter, whichever you choose, whichever works best for you, I am okay with. Lisa Moore, welcome. Always love it when you're around. Regina, I know you're here. Larry, I like a lot of the comments. Ramil. Lots and lots of people. I appreciate these comments. I see Kim Silva says, I'm starting a vegan diet. Where can I get the product? Very simple. You get the product from our website, corehealthproducts.com. And don't go over it right this second. I'm going to give you a special at the end of the call. A special discount for everybody that's on this broadcast right now. But corehealthproducts.com, that's where you can get them. You set up on auto ship. Okay, we've talked about 4 so far. Gut health, okay, our enzymes, our probiotics, good vitamin D. We talked about low sugar. Reduce that sugar, guys. Make a commitment. A little bit each day if you have to, but get that sugar out. Killing it. It's feeding the it's feeding the bad bacteria and killing, reducing your good stuff. Hydrate. Alkalizing pongan water. Green leafy vegetables in either salad form or in your corn grains form. And finally, we have to reduce our intake of bad fats. And equally important, and maybe even more so important, up the intake of your good fats. Your cold water fish, salmon, and tuna, and all of those kinds of things, mackerel, that kind of stuff is rich in good, healthy fats. But guys, you know my stance. Omega-6 and omega-9s that we get from fish, great. They're important for the myelin sheath and the nervous system. They're important for our skin, our hair, our nails. But only a balance of your omega-3 fatty acids and your omega-6s, that's the only way you are going to see an anti-inflammatory response with the fats. Omega-3 fatty acids or EFAs. My omega-3 fatty acids, guys, they are pharmaceutical grade. They should be consumed every single day. They are omega-3 fatty acids from krill. So the antioxidant called astaxanthin is extremely rich in here. But guys, your krill oil, as you hear from almost every popular doctor in the industry and every nutritionist and every dietitian that is worth their salt, knows that omega-3 fatty acids are the key to anti-inflammation, to reducing inflammation. Omega-3 fatty acids from krill. If you are planning on getting your omega from fish oil and fish, it's not going to happen, guys. I hate to break it to you. I hate to be the one that says all the stuff we've been teaching for the last decade about fish is not going to do it. Although fats do it, yes, but they are not omega-3 in a phospholipid form as they are from krill oil. And the ratios have to get back up there. Our ratio of omega-3 to 6 is supposed to be 1 to 1. America has now got, because of the dramatic increase of fish and also the dramatic increase of vegetable oil, we are now at a 25 to 1 ratio on average in America. And increased omega-6s are bad. Anything like that out of whack in ratio form causes a problem. We've got to get the omega-3s up there. So my suggestion is, as I'm telling my brother sitting behind the camera right now, stop worrying about getting that fish that had 3, 6, and 9, because you have to get your omega-3s dramatically up there. We see it in almost every study, guys. And if you know, if you want the studies, I've got more than you can shake a stick at. I spent more time studying, research documents, pull them all together. We supply those to you if you want them in an email form. Guys, omega-3 fatty acids are one of the most important things you can take. In my mind, question, someone asked a question, can kids take them? Yes. Absolutely, and they should. They should start at 1.5 years old. Let's not let that ratio get out of whack. Let's keep it there, and the only way is that you're getting enough sickness in all of the other stuff that's out there, in the oils and the fats and things like that. Omega-3s have to be consumed, guys, every single day, and kids absolutely need to be taking them. You may be saying, well, what about the digestive and the other products? Can kids take them? Yes. Open the capsule, sprinkle it on the food, put it in a little water, shoot it down the throat, whatever you need to do. 1.5 years old, those kids need to be taking this stuff. So guys, there are your 5 tips. Quick review. Gut health. Enzymes, probiotics. Must be taken every day. Good vitamins, good probiotics, that kind of stuff every day. Cut your sugars down. Increase your intake of alkalizing water, Kangen water, alkalize the body. That allows for proliferation and growth of those probiotics. Green leafy vegetables, either 1 or 2 servings of the core greens, just 1 teaspoon. If in a quick 9.5 water and you shoot it down, you've got your alkalizing vegetables in. And lastly, down with the bad fat, up with the good or essential fatty acids. All of these can be found on our website at corehealthproducts.com. Told you I want to give you a special. I try and keep these calls at 30 minutes. We're at 32 minutes right now, so I'm going to close it out. The special for tonight, you go to our website. As you're placing the order, there's a coupon code section. You simply type in Memorial. In honor of Memorial Day weekend, Memorial, you type that in there, you'll get a 15% discount. My brother talked me into it as we sit here. 15% discount only until midnight tonight, though. After midnight tonight, you'll still get a 10% discount through the holiday weekend in honor of Memorial Day. Okay, so 15% up to midnight tonight. If you wait until Saturday or Sunday or Monday, you'll get a 10% discount. It'll end Monday night. So get your friends, get your family, get those that are interested in improving their quality of life, that understand if we will address inflammatory responses, we can reduce the smoke, which are the diseases that are killing us in America today. Guys, I thank you for being here. I love the support. I love the comments. Chuck Young, buddy, thanks for being on the call. Sherry Scott, Chuck, I enjoyed being with you in California, man. You're a true hero. Chuck Young, arm wrestling champion in California. I was right there with him. Common Water, Core Health Products user. Ken Newton, I appreciate you being John Stevens. Tomorrow, first thing, I'm heading out to Las Vegas. We've got some core health product users and Kangen water drinkers in the MMA. Big fight this weekend. I'm going to be there with them, supporting them, making sure they've got their joint health, making sure they've got their core greens, making sure they're drinking their Kangen water. Big, big name in the UFC. Guys, we're making some inroads. We're touching lives. We're helping people improve that quality of life. Thank you all for the comments tonight. Thank you all for the support. We love you. We look forward to the next one next Thursday night. Make sure that you forward this and share it with friends and family members. And lastly, make sure you register when you like our Core Health Products page, because we're moving most of our broadcasts to that page. Facebook.com/Core Health Products. Thanks, guys. Have a great night. Love y'all. See you next week. Out.
Between there, and start just dripping so I can get it out of that. There's a screen loading zombie game. That is thank you.